Bishops of the Episcopal Church are in New Orleans tackling a job that may need divine intervention. They're trying to remain progressive on issues about homosexuality and still avert schism. The church caused an uproar 4 years ago by consecrating an openly gay bishop. The American church has a September 30th deadline to placate the conservatives in the worldwide Anglican Communion. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
It was a little like watching a movie you've already seen, going by frame. You know what will happen, and it's so agonizingly slow. The clear majority of the Episcopal bishops support consecrating openly gay bishops, and many others already perform same-sex blessings. And yet, they met hour after hour in a downtown hotel, quibbling over the wording of a statement that might please conservatives. It's a tough sell. Conservative Anglicans from Africa and South America, who represent the vast majority of the 77 million member worldwide church, have threatened to essentially begin their own church unless the Episcopal Church comes in line. At the end of the day, the bishops emerged with nothing to show. But Bishop J. Neil Alexander of Atlanta was optimistic that by this afternoon, they would produce a winning document.
My own feeling is that the statement will be shaped in such a way that it will be well received by the leaders of the Anglican Communion, and it will also be well received by the majority of members of the Episcopal Church.
That remains to be seen. According to several sources, the bishops have agreed on the content, which is unlikely to appease conservatives. They will reportedly reiterate that they will show restraint in consecrating openly gay bishops, but they won't rule it out altogether. They may say they won't officially perform same-sex blessings, yet nearly a dozen dioceses openly permit them. And they will back a proposal that would let the presiding bishop appoint a few bishops to be ambassadors to the unhappy conservative congregations. But that falls far short of the independent oversight conservatives had wanted. Robert Duncan, the Bishop of Pittsburgh, was one of several conservatives who left the meeting early. I asked him if this attempt will avert schism. The answer, no.
Unless it were to come back, it's hard to imagine how you can hold it together.
Duncan says the chasm has become so wide, not just on issues of homosexuality, but the interpretation of the Bible and the direction of the church, that the two sides have little in common.
Those two understandings are so radically different that they lead to two gospels, and they in fact lead to two churches.
At least four dioceses are considering leaving the American church and aligning with African or Latin American bishops. Those include Duncan's of Pittsburgh, as well as Fort Worth, Quincy, Illinois, and San Joaquin, California. While more than 50 churches have left, no diocese has taken that step. So, will the church ever agree to conservatives' demands and rethink its stance on gays in the church?
I don't believe that we'll ever turn back the clock.
That's Bishop John Bruno of Los Angeles.
Are we going to withdraw our support of gay and lesbian people in the church? No, we're not going to withdraw our support of gay and lesbian people in the church. They're fully enfranchised members of our body. Are we going to do anything that will exacerbate this situation? No, I don't think we will. We're waiting to see how our response will be received.
They'll vote on that response today, and the future of the Episcopal Church hangs on the outcome. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, New Orleans.